Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we like to do news every night at 9 o'clock, and we are right on schedule. It's about 2 minutes after 9. And here with the news is the lovely and talented Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom,
Gina Grad.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Because that's my fun day.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, first night, the Telegraph reported today that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi defended plans in the government's $825 billion economic stimulus package to reimburse states for contraceptives and other family planning services given out as part of the Medicaid program for people who cannot afford health insurance.
Well, it's spoken like the nice Catholic that she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know. Help the people.
Yeah.
Mrs. Pelosi did not spell out exactly how fewer babies would help the economy, but said ultimately it comes down to reducing costs brought on by the bad economy.
Ah.
We have a clip of that.
All right, here we go. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who I believe has 5 kids and 6 grandkids of
yep.
her own.
Yes, indeed.
There we go. So good enough for her, but not for you folks.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to expand family planning services. How is that stimulus?
Well, the family planning services reduced cost. It reduced cost. The states are in terrible fiscal budget crisis now. And part of it, what we do for children's health or education and some of those elements are to help the states meet their financial needs. One of the initiatives you mentioned, the contraception, will reduce cost to the state and to the federal government.
So no apologies for that?
No apologies, no. We have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in our economy.
Listen to how flat that is. I mean, they're talking about a child, and Nancy Pelosi ends it with this comment.
We have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in our economy.
We have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in the economy. It's a child.
It's not a child, though.
It is a child. She's talking about, they're talking about giving money to abortion clinics.
Well.
Federal funds.
Well, contraceptives and family planning.
Yeah, but that's not, family planning is not killing the child.
It's birth control.
Yeah, but it's not birth control.
Well, birth control is a big part of it.
Yeah, I understand, you know, condoms and being on the pill and stuff like that. But, I don't know, federal money to basically go inside you and wipe out a child's life is a little sticky. Especially for her, who she happens to be a Catholic. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you should have, you know, money before you have kids.
Right.
Right?
I totally agree, 100%.
Okay. If that were the case, then Bill Clinton would never have been born. Barack Obama would never have been born.
Maybe not.
And maybe some of the greatest people alive right now wouldn't have been born. And I disagree with that. I don't think it's a money issue. I think it truly is. And I sound like I'm on a soapbox here. Right. But I think as long as there's enough love in that household by mom and dad, then I think you should have kids.
Dad, can I have some money?
You betcha, baby.
So when I have kids, I'll say, I'm sorry, honey, there's no dinner tonight. You're on the love diet.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, this, you know, if people are flat broke where you can't afford dinner, maybe you shouldn't have a kid. But if you're just getting by, that kid's going to bring a lot of enjoyment to your life and enhance your life. And I think it's worth, you know, the costs. And, you know, if occasionally you have to bump the government for, government cheese or government food or, you know, lunch at a schoolhouse, then I think that's fine.
But isn't it kind of selfish to have a kid because of the enjoyment it'll bring you when the kid's actually going to suffer for it?
Well, how is the kid going to suffer?
I mean, by sacrificing a lot, by going without a lot, probably a lot, you know, best case scenario, going without college, worst case scenario, going without meals and clothes.
Yeah, well, if you can't afford a meal, maybe you shouldn't have a kid.
Right.
But if you're getting by, you got yourself, you know, a decent place. I think when you have a kid, like, you know, some of these gang members who are out there gang banging all the time, some of them, they have children,
yeah,
and it changes their life. You know, they're not out on the streets gang banging. They're at home with the kid.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah,
some of them.
Some of them.
You know,
and
you like to think that most of them are, you know, well, the decent fathers would be doing that.
Yeah.
But when you put a number on it, when you put a price tag on it, and say, you know, if you don't earn $50,000 or $75,000 or $100,000 a year, you shouldn't have a kid, then it's really discriminating against, you know, people who are, you know, not so well wealthy.
Yeah.
You know?
I've thought about that, by the way.
You have?
Yeah. Well, that's one of many reasons why I don't have any kids is because I can hardly take care of myself. I wouldn't do that to another living being. I mean, we would both go down with that ship. I'm not in a place, you know, I got to put my my oxygen mask on before I secure the little Tyke's oxygen mask,
yeah,
you know?
But, you know, my wife grew up extremely poor.
Yeah.
She lived in a trailer up in Oregon, and she took third or fourth bath every night or every other night, where her mother would take a bath, then her aunt would take a bath, then her brother, and then her.
Oy.
In the same bathtub. And they were on, you know, they got the government
subsidies,
you know, food and cheese and ice cream and stuff like that. And I'd hate to think that, you know, you of course you'd love to have $1 million to raise a kid.
Right.
But if you don't have money, and not a ton of money, but you're getting by, you're paying your bills, I think you should have, as long as there's enough love in that house by mom and dad, you should have kids.
Yeah, but in your wife's situation, do you think they had enough money to make that decision?
I don't know if they did or not, but
I mean, assuming that something catastrophic didn't happen after the kids were born, if that was already the
situation. Yeah, but listen, you know, catastrophic things can happen,
yeah,
you know, to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But if you love kids, then have kids.
Oh.
All right. And they are. I didn't want kids for a long, long time. And my daughter is the most enjoyable thing by far in my life.
Yep. Thank you, point, Dad.
I'm trying
to,
baby.
I think that is the
point. Leave me alone,
yeah,
sweetie. But kids are great. And I don't know. It's just weird that the government's getting in the, you know, the abortion business.
Well, it's not like China. They're not saying, you know, you get one kid, so, you know, drown your baby girls. They're saying if you made a quote unquote mistake and you cannot afford to send that little soul back to right. from whence it came, then we can help you.
At what point does that help stop, though?
Mm.
I mean, for instance, you know, is 3 months the time where you break off the abortion?
Yeah, Tim, let's not
where is it, though?
Open up Pandora's box again.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. I'm very lucky. I've never been in that situation, so I can't say.
Do you think that at 3 months that's a human being?
At 3 months after it's born, yes.
No, 3 months after it's conceived.
I don't know enough about the gestational period of a human to make that call.
Well, if you've ever seen, if you've ever gone online and Googled what a 3-month embryo looks like,
yeah,
it looks like a child.
Yeah.
It does. It absolutely does. And I can show you one.
Yeah.
I can show you one. Okay. And I don't know. I'm in the minority with all of my friends. You know, they're all, you know, crazy liberals that said, you know, you should be able to kill that kid even up to like 3 years after it's born. And I just think it's, you know, there could be a different way.
Yeah.
And listen, don't listen to these people. Don't convince yourself that you can't have a kid because you may or may not be able to afford it. All right. Kids are a great thing in life. I enjoy my kid. I didn't want kids at all. Again, I said no kids. Have my daughter, and she's the most beautiful, wonderful thing I've ever had in my life. And I could never imagine, like, being without her.
But in this camera here.
She's my best friend. I'm not going to talk bad about her. But in California, specifically in 2009, with the economy only getting worse, are you really encouraging people to start, you know, working on the family right now when they might not be doing so well?
It's always a bad time to have a kid, you know? And if you want a kid, have a kid. But don't listen to people and don't let them guilt you into not having a kid because you don't have enough money, you know? Have the kid if you want. You'll work it out. You'll figure it out. Yeah. Listen, you pro-abortion baby killers, you know, out there, you can, you know, as long as the woman's fine, 6 months into it, 8 months into it, 9 months into it, 10 minutes before it's born, yeah, you can, you know, crush its skull, pull its brains out, and kill that little child. And if you're cool with that, then that's cool.
Well, first, may I say, Mr. Limbaugh, it is an honor to be sitting and sharing a studio with you.
It is not Mr. Limbaugh. It is absolutely
well, first of all,
what life is all about.
That is a grotesque
Have you ever seen what a 3-month-old embryo looks like?
I have not. But you
I'm going to show you right now.
Tim, I never said you should be able to abort a 3-month embryo.
Where is the,
but
where
you're
is
trying
the line?
To put me in this category
where is the line?
So you
is
have somebody to yell at.
Is it 2 months?
I don't know. I haven't seen a sonogram lately.
Why haven't you seen it then? Why? How can you talk
I'm
about
not
it?
I'm freaking pregnant.
It's like, you know, like talking about CBS's profits this Margin. Year without listening to their, you know, without listening to the CEO or going over the books.
I do have a 401k.
All right. Listen, abortion is a touchy issue, especially with people who, you know, people who are, you know, like, think of killing an embryo. It's just that, well, I don't want it to be inconvenient for me, so I'll just have an abortion.
What about, but you're Catholic, are you not?
Yes.
What do you think about contraception?
I think contraception's fine.
But then what's the difference?
I'm not that crazy.
But a lot of people do put that in
the
same
category. I don't think sperm is alive. I don't think an egg is alive. I think when they meet and somewhere in the first month or so, I think that develops into a human being. If you've ever seen one, go online and go to Google and you know, and Google what a 3-month-old embryo looks like, and it looks like a little child.
Oh.
You know? I mean, if you're comfortable doing that, I'm not.
All right.
You know?
Did you feel this way before you had a baby?
Yes. Yeah. I felt this way for a long, long time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
I mean, I think in the first week or so, maybe the first 3 weeks, but
why?
But don't go, I mean, because I don't think it develops and has human feelings for a little while. But 3 months is by far too long.
But
And if somebody's going to sit there with a baby inside them for 3 months and decide yes or no,
yeah,
yes
no,
or
I
no.
Feel, yeah.
And then they finally, you know.
Pass.
Crack the skull, suck the brains out, and whip the baby out.
It's
and the
like
baby sometimes is born alive.
Yeah.
After 3 months.
Yeah.
And in a lot of hospitals, they let that baby sit there and die.
Where'd you hear that, by the way?
Did I hear what? That there's like, partial birth abortions?
Well, no, but you mentioned
it. It's online.
Oh.
I mean, you've ever heard of partial birth abortions?
Yeah, but you mentioned at one point that there's like a room that they put alive babies in and just leave
That's
them there.
That's what they do. And what are they going to do?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, and when a baby is born, a partial birth abortion is unsuccessful and the baby is born and the baby is alive, they don't try to resuscitate it and keep
right.
it alive. They don't give it any medical care, from
right.
what I understand.
Aye.
It's just
it's
terrible.
It's a lot. And it's a lot.
I don't know what has happened in society.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Anywho, in an effort to stay relevant, the Pope is trying to broaden his audience by joining the wannabe musicians, the college pranksters, and the water skiing squirrels on YouTube. In his inaugural YouTube speech last Friday, Pope Benedict XVI welcomed viewers to his, quote, great family that knows no borders. In this clip, Pope Benedict gives his first riveting speech to his new worldwide audience.
All right, this is the Pope's YouTube?
He's a YouTube sensation.
All right, here we go.
To this end, the Vatican has launched a new initiative which will make information and news from the Holy See more readily accessible on the World Wide Web.
I have no idea what she's saying.
That this initiative will enrich a wide range of people, including those who have yet to find a response to their spiritual yearning, through the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, whose message of good news the Church bears to the ends of the earth.
It's always tough listening to a Pope with a German accent.
Oy, is it just me or did that sound very creepy?
I don't know what he's saying. I can't understand the guy.
He's Polish.
The Vatican has launched a new initiative which will make information and news from the Holy See more readily accessible on the world wide.
I don't think he's Polish.
Isn't
he's
he?
German, isn't he?
Oh.
Pope John Paul was Polish. This guy's German, maybe, right?
He's German.
Yeah, there you
Benedict.
Go.
It is my hope that this initiative will enrich a wide range of people.
There you go. All right, Pope's got his own YouTube show.
God.
Look at that.
You going to watch that?
I don't know. I might. I'm not as anti-Catholic as you are. I might get into it.
What is
Come
wrong
Come on, Gina.
With
you? Come on. There's a lot of Catholics who listen to this show, and I happen to be one.
Yeah.
Can't offend us all. How dare you? All right, what else is going on in the news there? Come on.
Damn it, Tim.
Come on, Gino.
Well, here's something, you know, that us heathens are into because, yes, you know, we hate babies and Catholicism,
there
apparently.
You go.
With marijuana now decriminalized in Massachusetts, Connecticut is taking steps to have possession of the drug punishable with nothing more than a low-level fine.
Where are they doing this?
In Massachusetts and Connecticut. Mm. Massachusetts approved a ballot initiative to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, making getting caught with less than 1 ounce punishable by a civil fine of $100.
It's not
which
bad.
Yeah, which basically means that getting caught with a joint would be like getting caught for speeding.
Can you smoke it in public?
No, I mean they're not legalizing it. They're right. Just not making it quite such a.
But an ounce is a lot of weed, right?
Randy?
I mean, it's like
an ounce would probably take me 2 months. Oh.
But isn't that, I mean, like a shoebox full?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, most people order eighths, and that's an eighth of an ounce. So
yeah, I put that together.
There you go.
And a quarter is a quarter ounce.
Yeah.
And half ounce.
You didn't know this?
But how big is it physically? I mean, is it the size of a I don't know, a Coke can?
A little bigger than that.
A little bigger than that.
Yeah, like a little, yeah, big jar.
Well, that's not bad. All right, so you get an ounce. $100 fine.
Not, yeah, it's I paid more for my cell phone ticket.
And some weed is really lightweight, so you can get like twice as much.
There you go.
Sensei Beautiful. Star.
Well, these are scholars that are actually involved in this. In this clip, a frontman in a New England band indulges in a little happy smoke while attempting to answer a question about the new pot law.
Here so we go.
Listen closely.
Now they don't have to worry about it as much in Massachusetts, but as far as these towns that you hear about now, going and trying to change that law when we, the people of Massachusetts, we voted, it passed. Question two. You know, leave the law alone.
I think the Pope was clearer.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
It's too high to talk.
These eyelids were at half mass when I saw this video.
All right, what else going on there, Gina?
Well, in a story out of Delaware this week, police say a teenager went after her parents with two kitchen knives after they took away her cell phone, forcing the frightened adults to lock themselves in a bedroom until the officers arrived. It took the officers about 10 minutes to persuade the 16-year-old girl to put down the large blades, and authorities were called to the home about 3 in the morning on Sunday when police say the girl violently attacked the door while her parents hid in the bedroom. Investigators say it started when the girl's father took her cell phone away while she used it in her bedroom because she was suspected of stealing money from her mother's purse to buy more minutes on her prepaid phone card for her cell phone.
But didn't we all steal money from mom's purse? Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You never did?
We had a change jar that I was...
You lifted out of the jar?
Very much so.
I used to take money out of my mom's purse and go to the track with it.
Wow.
You know, not lots, but you know, you'd steal a 10 or a 20 and you know, you'd try to double it. But I think a lot of guys did that.
She never noticed that was gone?
No, a 20?
I always skated at 20.
A 20? Did you ever notice it was gone?
Never. Mm-hmm. I used to always like wake up right before I go to high school and I always take money out of my dad's or my mom's change drawer so I get food and sodas at school.
Same thing with me, man.
That's a 20? Your parents would notice a 20?
A 20?
No.
I
didn't know I was doing a show with the Rockefellers.
Yeah, that's who we are, Rockefellers. $20!
Oh, my God.
Your mom would go nuts?
Who the F took my 20? My 20, like there would be another one. That's
a
big deal.
There was a little money rolling around the house.
Wow.
So 20 wasn't a big deal.
Big deal.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Jim?
Well, in very local news, CBS's own Roy Loughlin stepped down today from his position as senior vice president and co-market manager for CBS Radio.
I read that.
Yeah, this news came as quite a shock to many CBS employees and sparked multiple conversations throughout the day. In this clip, 97.1's Tom Likas carved out a moment on his show to comment on Mr. Loughlin's departure.
Here we go. Tommy, man.
You see your shop talk. Appears that somebody named Roy Loughlin, stepping down from his position as senior vice president and co-market manager for the CBS Los Angeles cluster, effective immediately. Sorry to see that.
There he goes. That's too bad. I like that Roy Loughlin.
Well, I also don't hear Tom very often not able to complete a sentence because he gets a little frog in his throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll land somewhere. He's got millions of dollars anyway.
Yeah.
Wealthiest man in radio.
Wow.
All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, finally tonight, today marks the second time in history where a group of live octuplets have been born.
Jesus
the big
Christ.
Announcement came out of a hospital in Bellflower this morning. A hospital spokeswoman says the birth began at 10:43 a.m. and the babies range from 1.8 to 3.4 ounces. And that two of the babies have had breathing tubes inserted and were on ventilators, and a third needs some additional oxygen.
Wow.
There was, however, one big surprise from the birth. Everyone was expecting seven babies and not eight. In this clip, two of the delivery doctors speak about the surprise baby and the overall well-being of all the kids.
Is this a human being or is this a dog?
No, these are real
babies. These are
babies, not
human
being
babies?
Yeah. No, it's not a gaggle.
Now, see, if she were to have an abortion, you'd need like a Benihana cook to go in there and, you know, pull all those kids out of there.
Good night.
Octuplets. Here we go.
Did anything surprise you?
And these are local octuplets. These are not, you know, back east octuplets.
No.
These are Fullerton, or where did this happen?
Somewhere. What did I just say?
Fullerton?
Bellflower.
Bellflower. Here we go.
Did anything surprise you, other than the fact that you thought it was only seven?
That was a large, very big surprise. But we were very happy with the focus teamwork. And even when the eighth baby came on board, the team took care of the baby without any, without skipping a beat. It went very smoothly.
Did the babies, when they were born, were they all crying? Did you have to force any of them to breathe, or were they all kicking?
They were all screaming and kicking around very vigorously.
Were these vaginal? I mean, was she just walking around?
No, this was a C-section.
C-section.
Yeah.
So they knew there were seven of them.
Yes.
And then what happened? They went in there, like, fishing around for the eighth? Try to pull that eighth out of there?
Yeah.
How many boys and girls?
Six boys, two girls.
Six boys and two girls.
Poor girls. Oh, God.
This happened in
Bellflower.
Bellflower?
Yeah.
Folks, this screams of crazy white people.
Yeah.
It is not officially out there yet, but my money is not Asian, not Jewish, not black, and not Hispanic.
Right.
But crazy, crazy white folk.
Yeah. Yeah, I
eight kids.
I'm sure there was a what's it called involved when they not in vitro the fertilization the you know.
Oh yeah.
What's that called?
Yeah, isn't it called in vitro?
Well, maybe it is.
Maybe it is. But yeah, the fertility drugs.
Yes, the fertility drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. But eight kids, man. Jesus Christ. You know, now they're going to get their own TV show. You know, the
unidentified woman
Fullerton
plus eight.
Five plus three guys, you know, some crazy like that. Or a Bellflower.
Bellflower bunch.
Yeah, the Bellflowers. And Jesus Christ.
Now, why do you think it is right now that she does not want to be in the public eye?
Because guys like me would ridicule her on the air.
But you're doing that anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know her name.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out her name.
Well, you know.
I'm sure somebody listening right now knows her name.
Oh.
What's that chick's name? 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
That's terrible.
Nah, I shouldn't do that. Yeah. Leave her alone. But eight babies.
Once she needs something, she'll put her face out there.
Did they have any before then?
I don't think so.
Is this
never
their first
said.
Load?
Yeah, never said. It's not, you know, the two other kids were waiting in the room. No.
So this is a, you know, like dogs have eight, right?
Yeah, pups.
Eight puppies.
Yeah.
That's typical for a dog?
A litter.
A litter?
Yeah.
And she has a litter.
She has a litter, yeah.
Yeah, the Bellflower litter. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So, eight strollers, eight pairs of shoes,
how?
Eight breakfasts, eight lunches, eight dinners before anybody goes to bed. Eventually, eight beds, eight high chairs, a van that'll look like an 18-wheeler.
Do you just move them into a dorm at that point?
Do you give some of them up for adoption, do you think?
It would be very public if you tried that move. You know, everyone would be like, oh, yeah, you're the other two.
Yeah. You know? And you know, eventually, I mean, got to come up with eight names.
Oh, are there eight names?
You got six boys and two girls.
And what if they try and get cute and have them all start with J or, you know, or they do it Foreman style.
Yeah.
George 1, 2, 3 through 8. Georgina, Georgette.
Jesus Christ.
And the
I don't know what happened to society. I really don't. Yeah. I mean, I was born in 63. I thought everything was cool in the 70s. And then everyone went apes.
Yeah.
And now you get the lady and Bellflower pumping out eight children
How
at once.
How big must she have been?
Eight kids. So they'll probably all have kids.
Oh.
They may all have three or four. So you're looking at about 32 grandkids.
God.
And then they'll have three or four. So in probably 40 short years, she might have 120 grandchildren.
Jeez Louise.
You know, because if that runs in the family, maybe it wasn't fertility drugs.
Well.
Maybe she just, you know, got lucky or unlucky.
Real lucky.
But if that runs in the family, boy, this family's going
to
explode.
Well, and speaking of not having enough money to raise a child, what about 8 Christmases?
Well,
8 Christmas presents.
And also, how about trying to add on to your house now? I mean, let's say you have 1,500 square feet in Bellflower, and it was good for you and the dog and the wife, and now you got to build on, you know, another 2,000 square feet. You got to double the size of your house because you got 8 people coming home.
8.
8 of them.
And then you're going to have to move the help in.
8 car seats on the way home.
Yeah, 2 nanny guest rooms. What do they do?
I don't know. Hopefully they have enough money for this, but if not, I'm sure people donate money.
Well, that's what I said. Well, the second she needs something, we're going to know her name. Poor thing. God love her.
I'm guessing, though, and here's all my money is not Jewish, not Asian, not black, and not Hispanic. And not Samoan, and not Indian.
Pacific Islander?
No. It is, it's going to be a
white,
family.
Protestant.
Perhaps Irish.
Oh.
Perhaps Irish. Okay. Irish have been known to enjoy those kitties.
Yeah.
8 of them. Jesus Christ. Oh, bubble.
Oy vey.
All right, what else we got there,
That's
Gina?
What's going on, Timmy.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
It's just another Manic Monday, Tim.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
All right, folks, let's take a quick break and then come back. And, you know, in today's recession, there are a lot of crappy things going on. There's people being fired. There's people that are losing their homes. You can't afford to take the family out. Perhaps you had to cancel your season seats, the Lakers or Dodgers. Can't afford them. But there's a silver lining. There's a hell of a lot of deals out there when it comes to travel and cars and TV sets. And I'm going to give you some great ones when we come back. Some great deals out there, including a 32-inch LCD flat panel color TV for $379. 32-inch LCD HD TV for $379. Get that at Costco after $50 off. That's their latest coupon. But a lot of great deals out there, and I'll tell you about some of them. I've collected some of them throughout the day and pass them along to you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. There is a lot of bad news out there. Banks are failing. People are losing their homes, their jobs, their livelihood. People are having to downsize, maybe pull kids out of private school, cancel their Dodgers, Lakers, Kings season seats because they can't afford those anymore. Buying cheaper food, more bulk items, or more items in bulk, and trying to get by in this crazy recession. However, if you have a couple of bucks, now is the time to spend it, to buy some things, if you can afford it. And there are some great deals going on out there, and I got a couple of them right here in front of me. Here's one for the Las Vegas. What is this? The Las Vegas Trump Tower. Originally, the Trump Towers were going for $349 a night for a room. It's a hotel in Vegas. It's not a casino, but it's just a hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel. And now you can get a Vista Suite with a city view starting at $89 a night. That's a great f***ing deal. It is a great deal. The Trump International Hotel and Tower, starting at $89 a night. It's a great deal. If you're flying around, listen to these deals. These are round trip airfare from Los Angeles to Hong Kong. $676, that's on China Airlines, is offering LAX to Hong Kong round trip for $676, including tax. Look at that. Hey, now that's a great price, man. Yeah, no kidding, huh? Listen to that guy. That's $335, $340 one way. That's a great deal. If you're going to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, it's beautiful down there this time of year. $238 round trip. London, $396 round trip. You're going to Taiwan, $589 round trip. Tokyo is $750. Washington, D.C., $318. Seattle, $158. Phoenix, $138. Honolulu, LAX to Honolulu and back, $364 on American, Continental, Delta, Hawaiian, Northwest, and United. It's a great deal. There are also some cruises that start at $499 for a week, for 7 days. It's a single occupancy on a two-room, two per room, so I guess it's $1,000. I guess, well, yeah, almost $1,000 for two for a seven-day cruise. $1,000, seven-day cruise for two. It's a great deal. Because obviously, as you know, most of the cruise ships offer, I think it's all the meals are paid for, too. So it's free meals. And I think, Randy, you can eat as much as you want on these cruises.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All I can eat.
I mean, they might even lose money on you.
Wait, but
that's possible, right?
If you're on a cruise, what if I ate everything on the boat?
Well, I don't know if you could do that. But there's buffets. There's meals all day long. There's breakfast, late breakfast, lunch, late lunch, brunch. Afternoon snack, tea, dinner, second dinner, late night snack, late night buffet. I mean, all they're doing is feeding you. You know, you go look at these ice statues and eat food all day long.
I'm taking a cruise.
I mean, you could do that. You could get a cheap room, go with a friend of yours for $1,000, $500 each, and eat for a week for free. That's
dude,
more than you spend at Jack in the Box.
Dude, this is turning me on.
I know, it is a big turn-on for you, huh? All right, the best deals you found out there, folks. The best deals going right now. 520-9710. Perhaps you've run across one or two of them. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I always look at property. Not that I could, you know, afford to buy anything, but I always like to look at the price of property. And they got some great stuff on Craigslist, but you got to watch it, you know, that you don't get ripped off. But there's a small town up in Washington. It's Longview, Washington, and Kelso is the city that's right next door to it. An acre and a half, three city lots that you can build, you know, business or apartments. They're, you know, commercial lots, three commercial lots in the city, in the heart of the city, a block away from their big shopping mall, plus 6.5 acres of residential property, the entire package, for $230,000.
Are you kidding me? What a deal!
Unbelievable, man. Look at that. There's some great deals going on with cars as well. I'm going to give you all the cars that you can lease for under $200. You can go out and get a 2009 Honda Civic, the VP sedan, $169 a month. 2009 Toyota Yaris. Is that how they pronounce that? Yaris? Yaris?
Yaris.
Yaris. $179 a month. 2009 Honda Civic, $189 a month. Also the 2009 Toyota Corolla, $189 a month. That's $189 a month on a lease. For everything under $200, you can also get a Nissan Altima sedan, a Nissan, I guess it's called the Rogue, the Volkswagen Jetta, the Toyota Yaris, and again, the 2009 Civic, Honda Civic, and another Volkswagen. These are all great deals. I found the greatest website today, and I'm going to lay it on you here. If you're in the market for a new car, either leasing it or buying it, go to this website, and they have all the most of the local deals here in Southern California. It's called Auto Promo, like short for promotion. AutoPromoCenter.com. AutoPromo. Promo Center, CENTER.com. AutoPromoCenter.com. Center.com. And it's very easy to use. They got Acuras, BMWs, Hondas, Infiniti, Mercedes, Nissan, Toyota, and Volkswagens. And all of these cars, you can see where the best leases are in Southern California. It's a great website. They put this together, and they're not a sponsor here, so I'm not just, you know, plugging away here. But Auto Center is, they're a service, based business. And what they do is, their goal is simple. It's to assist car shoppers to acquire the best deals when it comes to leases or purchases. So go to, if you're in the market for a new car, this is the time to buy it. Randy, please. There's some great deals out there. And especially if you're in a lease right now and your lease is coming to an end, you can offer, for instance, I have a car that the lease is up next month. And the residual value, the value if I wanted to buy it outright, would be $24,000. And a friend of mine in the car business said, you could probably get that car for $16,000. They may even knock $8,000 off that price, and that car could be yours. And so if you're coming up to the end of your lease, offer them a lot less than what the payoff is on the car, the residual value, and you might be able to pick that car up and keep it. But anyway, some great deals out there. What are the best deals you've seen out there? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There is another great deal out there, $1,000 per person, $999 per person, 10-day escorted tour in China. So if you're not working, you saved up a couple bucks, maybe you got fired, but you got some money in the bank, go see China. Go walk on that Great Wall. Also, there's a TV set at Costco, and I can't believe this deal. $379 after $50 rebate for a 32-inch LCD television set. It's like you're stealing this shit. Jesus. 32 inches, $379. And people say, yeah, but what brand it is? What, you know, brand is it? Well, who cares what brand it is? If the TV lasts you 3 months, you're skating for $400. If it lasts you 1 year. All right, great deals out there. I know that a lot of people out there are hurting, but there are some folks out there with a little money saved up, and perhaps you can steal something with this economy in the toilet. Michelle in Ventura, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you doing, baby?
Hi, I found a great deal. It's a tour to Egypt, 13 days, includes 33 meals, and lodging and flight and everything, LAX, and it's for $16.99 per person.
Wait, $16.99 per person includes flight and meals and accommodation?
Yeah, so it's through Travel Zoo.
Jesus, you going to go on it?
Well, I want to. I just don't have the vacation time. I think I'm going to say that I have to take a medical leave.
Yeah, I would also leave your red, white, and blue jacket at home.
I would leave your
USA Olympic jersey at home.
I also have a little comment.
Yes, ma'am.
Pay $350 for a 32-incher.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Wow, look at you.
Anyway, talk to you later.
See you later, little skank. 32-incher. Think she? What does she think I was talking about? It's not about a TV set. For God's sakes. All right, some good deals out there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, a great website, autopromocenter.com. And you're going to love this website. It's the easiest website to use. Again, they ain't a sponsor here. I'm just telling you about a great, easy website. AutoPromoCenter.com. You owe money to the IRS? Did you get a great mortgage? We can help you with those. Plus, you want a great website? AutoPromoCenter.com. Randy, please! Killed here. No, they're not a sponsor, folks. Please. They have a lot of great deals, though. So check it out. All right, let's talk to, Gilbert in Hacienda Heights. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up,
baby? Hey, dude.
What's up, you big stud?
Hey.
Hey, just to let you know, that 32-inch Altitude is all also a computer monitor, bro.
Is that right?
What a deal!
Wait, the one at Costco?
Yep, and I also have the hookups for the computer monitor. You know how insane it is to play video games on that monitor? It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No,
I bought a
rear screen projection TV. It's pretty good. But every time I go to a, you know, Best Buy or Walmart and I see those LCD TVs, I thought, I made a mistake. I get one of those. But I heard that you watching fast sports, that sometimes the action is quicker than the TV can keep up with. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, actually this Sunday I'm watching the Super Bowl on a 160-inch screen because my friend has a high-definition projector.
Wow.
And we're putting it up in our backyard. It's going to be insane.
Wait, 160, a rear projection?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Out of control.
It's got to be heavy, man. Hey, where's the party?
Right here in Hacienda Heights, baby. You're invited.
Can I slide down there?
You're invited. Yeah, come on down. Crash my party, baby.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right, baby.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Let's talk to Mike in Encino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
All right, man.
I was going to say that you're a little misleading with these car leases. They look really good. But if you look at the fine print, most of them went about $2,000 to $3,000 out of pocket. Most of them, you have to have a 720 to 740 credit score to qualify.
No, they're not for everybody.
No, they're not for everybody, but still, you know, even before this crisis happened, if you came up with $2,500 or 3 G's out of pocket, you could get the same payments you're talking about now. I don't see how it's any better deal than it was a year or 2 years ago.
Well, because lease deals are pretty rare nowadays. You know, you can't lease a Chrysler, and a lot of companies have been burned on these leases, so, you know, they're few and far between. You know, there aren't as many lease deals available today as there were 2 years ago.
Oh, I agree with you, but you still have to be able to qualify. You still got to come up with, like, the two or three G's and have a good credit score.
I know. I mean, for instance, like the Honda CR-V is $2,700 down, and you only get 12,000 miles a year, and I don't know anybody that drives 12,000 miles a year.
Yeah, the last time I leased the car, the problem with me is I took 12,000 miles a year. By the time I get done with the lease, by the time I tacked on the mileage, the wear and tear and all this other stuff, I was out like another $1,200.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I'm in the middle of doing that myself. I got to fix a couple of dents on the car that I got to return. And, you know, leasing is tough. But I tell you what's even tougher is when you buy a car and then you try to sell it.
Right.
You know, I mean, like right now, if you were to sell like a 2007 Tahoe that you've been making payments on, and you finish the payments, and it's yours. Now you're going to go to sell it. You're going to get nothing for it.
Yeah, you're way upside down. Right. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, you know, I saw a deal today. I think it's Rydell out in the valley.
Northridge. Yeah.
They're offering so much money back. I think it's $3,000 factory back, $3,000 local. I mean, there's all these rebates and payments that go back to you that you can buy a brand new 2009 Tahoe with 0 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
For $29,900.
Right.
I mean, you're under $30,000 for an 09 Tahoe. That's outrageous.
It's a great deal, but the only problem is the way gas is going up in another 6 months, we'll be back at $4 a gallon again.
Yeah, you just hope not, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, the way, because it went up 30 cents in the last month.
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah. It'll come back again. I mean,
like,
you know, Like I said,
for me, I mean, I leased a car, and what I did was when I saw that big hit I took, I just went and bought a used car, and I've been driving it about the last year, and sure, I got to put some money in some maintenance and stuff, but I don't have those payments every month, my insurance is less, because it's not a leased car, so for me personally, from a financial point of view, I feel I'm better off with a used car, but, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I like leasing it. I like leasing. It's a great thing, but right now, the way things are, I'm just trying to cut back on expenses. I don't need another payment, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. Buddy, you're a major stud. We thank you for calling, Mike, and good luck with them. Jamie and Ventura, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
All right. You got a deal for us there, baby?
Yes, I do. And also, I wanted to thank you because I called last week, and I got my ticket fixed.
You did?
Yeah, I called you last week, and you had that that traffic guy on. And you guys told me to go and, you know, fight that ticket.
Right.
Got it.
You fought it and you won?
I won.
Good for you. You were the one that the registration expired.
Yeah. No, it didn't expire. It was stolen.
No, you're right. It was stolen, right.
Yeah, the Nazis got me.
Right. Okay. All right. And what did they do? They ripped the ticket up?
Yeah, pretty much. As I went in there, I said, well, it was that, it's like, look at my registration. It's there. I was paid.
Excellent.
And they're like, okay, fine. I was making a really big deal out of it.
Excellent. All right, we've just got some good deals for us out there.
Okay. Pretty much a friend of mine works for Foot Locker, and they are handing out these 30% off friends and family discounts.
Foot Locker is?
Foot Locker, and like all the Foot Lockers, Lady Foot Locker and Champs, I guess, is owned by Foot Locker.
How do you get one of these, though? You got to know somebody who works there?
No, pretty much, they're handing them out.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, she just like went in and she handed me like a handful of them and said, here you go. Like, they're handing them out at the stores.
And what is it, 30% off?
Yeah, 30% off.
Jesus, great deal.
It's like friends and family, but they're just giving them out.
Get those sneakers.
Yeah, it's this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, the coupons are for this weekend. Perfect. So I'm pretty sure if you go in there, you can just ask for one.
Excellent. Thanks, bud. Right.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. All right, hey, Gina, what deals did you find there?
I found a couple deals. Amazon.com actually has 40% off grocery items.
Is that right?
I didn't even know they did groceries. And the promo code is discount, DISCNT 40. Discount 40 without the O and the U.
What, do they send them in the mail? Or some guy drops them off?
I think they're prepackaged, like, you know, crackers and that kind of grocery stuff. But hey, it's a deal.
I know, but do you trust the guy with the mail truck to deliver those Ritzes without them being dust?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe they bring it by the house, like Vons.com does.
I don't know. I mean, it could just be, you know, like eBay, like from a dude, you know, in Kentucky, and he gets a rating after he sends it to you. And then there's an iPhone that's a discount on an iPhone, 50% off.
Where's that?
That is at a website that I will tell you in just one moment.
All right. 50% off an iPhone. Jesus Christ. What kind of deal is that? Mike and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How's it going?
All right, man. What do you got?
I know there's a lot of musicians listening to the radio station out there, especially this one. Sam Ash, they got a lot of good deals going on musical gear right now.
Sam Ash?
Yeah, Sam Ash. And they're a nationwide store, they're a chain-wide store, but they got some really good deals on Cerritos. They got some killer deals on, like, the closeout stuff. Because last week they had the big NAMM show down in Anaheim. And so what they're doing is they're closing out all this new stuff to get room for the new stuff.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the website right now. You can save up to 65% on some stuff, a big blowout.
Yeah, they got
special.
a ton of stuff, you know, especially like, you know, Marshall amps and stuff like that. You know, all the old closeout stuff, you know, make room for all the new stuff coming out.
In 12 months and no payments, no interest on every purchase over $199 or $199.
Yeah. Hey, and watch out for those cheap TVs, man. I bought one of those cheap TVs with that whole DTV conversion coming up. Yeah, it's like, you know, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch what you buy, man. The cheap TV's not gonna be good for the, getting that reception, getting that digital reception.
Yeah, man. Alright, buddy, thank you for calling. Alright, what is the, website there, Gina?
It is PCMicroStore.com. PCMicroStore.com, and it says if you put in the, promo code that is 50% iPhone, you'll get a 50% off iPhone.
50% off an iPhone. PCMicroStore.com.
Now, you know, I know nothing about the company, but that's what they're advertising.
50% off. All right. Go to PCMicroStore.com. And again, this is not a sponsor. But if you're looking for 50% off your iPhone, go to Diamond Bar. All right. Randy, please. Jesse and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I wanted to ask you about a certain coupon I was looking for.
Oh, good. What do you need?
Well, before I do that, I was wondering if you can do that at least like once a day or for 5 minutes, because it was really soothing hearing you read the coupons out and then hearing you rip it on the microphone. And then the other girl got in on it and it was really relaxing. It was so cool. Yeah, I'm sitting here practicing drums and I stopped and I was listening and I just felt so good. I felt like taking a nap. Yeah.
All right, we'll try to do that more often for you.
Okay.
All right, man.
Oh, do you got any Coca-Cola coupons?
What kind of coupon are you? Let me see.
I want the 12 pack.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Look at that. A case for $3.99. And I'm going to send that to you. Ooh, and it's if you buy three, get one free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hold on one sec. We'll send that to you.
Okay.
All right, get out of here. What kind of jackasses are you out there? Susie in Harbor City on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi. Well, I have a Hawaiian trip.
$122 each way from LAX to Honolulu.
What?
Only catch is you have to leave by tomorrow morning, 8:45.
At 8:45, what airline?
Hawaiian Air.
Hawaiian Air?
For sure.
Now, how do you know? Are you leaving tomorrow?
No, I'm not leaving, but I always pay attention to that.
How did you find that?
I always check. We have family in Hawaii, so
right.
I'm always checking.
And where do you pick it up? On the website?
You can pick it up on the website.
$125 one way?
$122.
$122 one way?
One way.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's the best I've seen in years, really.
Wow.
Hey, Tim.
Must be nobody on these flights.
I'm sorry. I know this is a bad time, and I generally wouldn't do this, but I don't feel very well. I could probably make it for another hour, but, I think I'm going to take the day off tomorrow.
Yeah, no, listen. You got some vacation
time
coming.
He needs a week off.
Yeah, I really, really do.
All right. Thanks, Susie.
Take care. Bye.
All right. And Randy's got 15 days coming off. Maybe would you guys go together? You guys would enjoy Hawaii together, huh?
Who?
Come on, Gina, you and I on the beach.
Two of yous?
You know what? I just made a miraculous recovery.
You're feeling better. Oh, you
huge
look better.
Recovery.
You got a lot of color
come
now.
Come on. Yeah, I feel like a new person.
All right, gang. When we come back, I have a test for you. If you answer yes to 3 out of these 20 questions I will ask when we come back, you are an alcoholic. So the weekend's over. You did your damage. Put away a few. And now the depressing news that you might be addicted to alcohol. If you answer yes to 3 out of 20. We'll ask you those when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.